So let's look at how factorial designs are used in programmatic research. Okay? Adding a second treatment. Perhaps the most common application of factorial designs is to look at separate main and combined interaction effects of two IVs. Often our research starts with a simple research hypothesis that requires only a simple two-group, between groups research design. What works better, computer or lecture? A simple question doesn't need a complicated design. But keep in mind that to run this study, we had to be sure that none of the participants had any other treatments. We had to make sure that they just got one thing or the other thing, and that's all. Factorial designs allow us to look at separate and combined effects of two treatments. Now we've got treatment one and a control for it, treatment two and a control for it. Now we've got three things going on. Whether or not they got treatment one, whether or not they got treatment two, and the combination of them. So here we got people who got both treatment one and treatment two. These people got nothing. These people got just treatment two. These people got just treatment one. We can look at the effect of one, the effect of the other, and the combination of the two. Another use of factorial designs, correcting bivariate studies. We've talked a lot in here about how you may go your entire career without running a true experiment. You can run hundreds and hundreds of studies without ever randomly assigning and manipulating an independent variable. Sometimes we simply can't create initial equivalence. And when we can't create initial equivalence, sometimes we check and hope. Our well-sampled, carefully measured, properly analyzed data show nothing. The high treatment group and the low treatment group had no difference whatsoever. Our well-sampled, carefully measured, properly analyzed study showed nothing, no difference between males and females. At this point, when we look at these results, we would say treatment doesn't matter, gender doesn't matter, because those are the two study results that we have. When we put them together, we see something different. When we analyze the same data, including both variables as IVs, we see that there are treatment effects both for those who are low and those who are high. The marginal means was an aggregation error. There are high-low effects for those in treatment one and high-low effects for those in treatment two. Again, the marginal means are an aggregation error. Does treatment matter? Yeah, treatment matters everywhere that you look. Does high versus low matter? Yeah, it matters for both treatments. Overly simple designs can give very misleading results. You need to increase the complexity of your research in order to find results that are more likely to represent a complicated reality.